The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And welcome to Your Life, Your Money here on a Sunday morning on Your Life on 640 Toronto. I almost said Your Life, Your Money on Your Life, Your Money. Good start to the show, Chris. Well done. Professional broadcaster right here. I am Chris Creston, and I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. I'm just a radio guy, and it turns out I can't even do that well. But Kelvin is an excellent money guy, and he's an excellent guy, and he is here to help you with your money life and your life and where all those sort of things intersect, where, you know, your family's needs, your plans for retirement, those RSPs and those investments and everything all sort of line up. I know it's RSP, TFSA season. We'll talk more about that probably in the next couple of weeks as those things sort of start to get on your mind again. The banks start advertising to you that you need to go get them and yada, yada, yada. But today we're going to be talking about pros and cons of reverse mortgages. And I know a lot of people hear reverse mortgages and they kind of get their back up. And it's not reverse vampires here, people. We're going to deal with the pros and cons. We're going to figure out exactly what it is. What is a reverse mortgage? Why you might want to tap into it, and sort of, you know, some of the things that you need to know before you sort of write them off. But first, let me mention to you how you get a hold of Kelvin. Visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can always call him at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. But the easiest way to book an appointment with Kelvin is to actually just go to the website, askkelvin.ca. You schedule an appointment right there. There's a link that's easy to spot in the top right-hand corner. You click on that and you pick a time and date of your choosing, and you will get a call from Kelvin and start chatting about what's going on in your money life. Maybe, like I said, it's retirement. Maybe it's just some investing. Maybe, you know, you've been doing some robo-investing, but you're not really sure how that's working out for you, and you want to get an expert on your side, someone who can really explain to you what you need to be doing and really work out the packages and the funds and the things that you should be investing in, and help you out to make sure, you know, it's like a coach, someone there to help you along the way. Kelvin, how you doing today?
Hey, Chris. Good morning. Good, actually. Yeah, cold, but good.
Yeah. It's the story of the year. Cold, but good. Yeah.
I know, but I guess we could only look forward from here. I mean, now we're heading into more, we'll get more daylight. The weather, yeah, Hopefully will start to warm up and spring will be here and life will be good for us, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, you wake up in the morning and it's not that much time of darkness these days. You get a little bit. I'm still finding a little bit, but I'm up with infant. So I'm up a little earlier than I think some other people might be. And then we get the sunshine, and it's a nice day right now, so I can't complain.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's really nice. So, you know, before we start the show, I wanted to give a shout out to Lucy at C'est La Vie Wellness in Oakville. They're on Nelson Street. And I'll tell you why, because about 2.5 months ago, someone recommended I go and get reflexology. I'm thinking, what the hell is that? Anyhow, I went and tried it all out. And I tell you, it's like heaven. We talk about your money and your life on our show. And, you know, your health is a big part of everything. I mean, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And when I saw Lucy about 2.5 months ago, man, she did my feet and my hands. And I tell you, your feet tells you everything about you, about your health. And I didn't realize all these things. Just like, you know, people that don't have a financial advisor and don't want to get one, go get one, because the things like this really change your life. So she told me on Wednesday, I started working out, right? Trying to get healthy, like we tried to until March and then we stopped. But she told me something on Wednesday about my stomach. And then she said I was either stressed or been working out or something. I'm thinking, how do you know that? I'm not stressed. I don't really get stressed about a lot of things. I'm thinking, how the hell did you know I'm working out? Anyways, I thought I'd mention her on the show.
From your feet. Because, from your hands, yeah, and your feet, she could tell.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. Apparently, your big toe is like your brain. It tells you everything about you.
It's the leader of the toes.
Yeah, people are listening. I would give Lucy a shout out at the C'est La Vie Wellness Bar in Oakville and go and see her, because you know what? It'll change your life. Just like the topic we're going to talk about this morning, the reverse mortgage, will probably change your life as well, I think, if you, you know, look at things in that perspective.
Yeah, hey, Calvin doesn't just throw out shout outs willy nilly. So
I don't.
If he's telling you this, he's, you know, this is really something that's changing his life and making him feel better. I see a bounce in his step right now. I think that he's looking a little, maybe it's the working out, maybe it's the reflexology, but he's looking good. You're looking good, Calvin. Now, moving to the reverse mortgage, I think a lot of people, like I said, they hear about a reverse mortgage and they kind of get their back up and they think that there's something wrong with it. For people who are listening, what is a reverse mortgage?
So we in the financial planning business always thought that reverse mortgages are the worst thing someone can do, right? It's the last resort, right? And after researching for the show, I thought to myself, And the reason I did this is because a lot of clients and people have been calling me as a result of some of those commercials on TV with, you know, the old Magnum, the chip mortgage and all that stuff. So people have been looking into it. And I thought to myself, you know what, let me have a look at this and see what's happened. So in the past, maybe 15 years ago, only certain lenders did it. And it was a bad thing back then, because they lend you the money at like 8% and 9%. And many times, you know, you would run out of money, right? Fast forward today, and Home Bank and Equitable Bank are the two banks that do the reverse mortgage. So they're Canadian banks, right? And it looks like TD and CIBC and everyone else is going to get into it. So it kind of legitimizes it. So once the major banks get into it, now the rules play into effect. So the bank will never own your home. You will always own your home. Those are one of the misconceptions. And you know, with more than 20% of the Canadian population will be 65 over the next 5 years, you know, these are baby boomers. You know, I guess boomers are born, what, between 1946 and 64. They're still working and they're healthier than the past generations. I mean, we're a healthy generation, right? So many of them are not ready to retire, go into a retirement home and nursing home and so on. So the problem they face is, I have a house that's worth $1 million, right? Maybe I have a little mortgage on it, I don't know. And many of them are living on CPP, old age, and maybe, you know, some pension they may have from work. And the problem is, they got to live hand to mouth because, well, they don't have any money, but they have this house that's worth a lot of money. And many of them don't want to sell the house because they grew up there, you know, there's memories and so on. So what do they do? Well, the answer might be a reverse mortgage. And a reverse mortgage, you know, really, the name really makes you feel, I don't know, it's like a TFSA, right? We said a TFSA is a bad name, right? Mm-hmm. And it misleads people, just like a reverse mortgage. I wish they would call it something else, but it is what it is. So when I talk about reverse mortgage, don't think about it. Think about a reverse mortgage. Think about it as an addition or more money to your life. Really, what a reverse mortgage is, it's a specialized home loan only available to people in Canada that's over age 55. So it's, you know, it's called a reverse mortgage because, unlike a mortgage, it doesn't require a monthly payment. So in money terms, RSPs and RIFs, I think of a mortgage like an RSP where you're paying into it, and a RIF, you're taking the money out. So reverse mortgages, you're taking your money back out from the house.
Right. So you're sitting on all this equity. You're sitting on all this money that you can't tap into unless you sell your house, and you don't want to. And like so many people, I think that there's a lot of expectation in real estate and a lot of speculation in real estate over the last 20 years that baby boomers and the generation before them, we were going to move out of their houses, and they just haven't really done it. They're healthier. They can still navigate the stairs and stuff. It's not like right. generations ago when you got old and 65, your joints were crumbling and you couldn't do anything. You can still manage your home. You want to stay there for the grandkids or maybe the great grandkids, and you want to hang around the house, but you're not able to. In that case, what's your option? You're not going to sell the place because you want to stay there. You don't want to wind up in a tiny condo where the kids and grandkids can't stay over.
Right.
So what are you going to do? Here's an option that's on the table here, and we'll continue talking about the pros and cons of reverse mortgages as the show rolls on here. This is Your Life, Your Money. If you want to get a hold of Kelvin, you've got a question for him about reverse mortgages, about anything else to do with your money life and your investing, please visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a ring, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned here at 640 Toronto for more Your Life, Your Money coming up.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And thank you for making us part of your Sunday morning. I'm Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. The number to call is 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And if you're going online and you want to check out his website, askkelvin.ca is an easy way to book an appointment with him. Hit that schedule a call link and you pick a time and date of your choosing where you can reach him. That's askkelvin.ca, KELVIN.ca, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And we're talking about reverse mortgages on the other side of the break. And it's one of those things, like Kelvin, you were saying, it's a little bit confusing name, misleading name, but for a lot of people who find themselves, you know, retired or approaching retirement, and they want to tap into some of that equity in their house without selling it, because that's sort of the problem that you run into. You're sitting on $1 million property and you made a good investment because you probably bought it in like 1985 and you probably bought it for $100,000 then. But now, what are you going to do with it? Because you sell that $1 million house and it's not like you can really go anywhere and find a house that's not $1 million. You can find a condo that's still $1 million. So it's not like that equity is really doing too much for you out on the market. But if you want to stay there and maybe you want to make sure that it's sort of up to code and up to, you know, do those repairs that you need to do to make sure that you can stay there in the long term, maybe that's, you know, put in a ramp. Or fixing something to make sure, you know, fixing the fence so the dog doesn't get out or so that the grandkids can run around in the backyard. Well, there's some money in your home and there's a way to do it. And Kelvin's saying, you know, don't be scared of the reverse mortgage. And I think a lot of people are. So yeah. We'll continue sort of rolling through some of the pros and cons here.
I mean, you know, sometimes you need a little extra cash, right? So most retirees are on a limited or a fixed income, right? So with the rising cost of living means Canadians may have trouble maintaining their lifestyle. So there are always financial options and ways to do things. You know, there's a saying, you know, that do what successful people do and you'll be successful. Success always leaves a clue. So find out what other people have done if they did a reverse mortgage. And find out what the pits and falls are. You know, the reverse mortgage, like you say, is you're living on, like you said, Chris, you're sitting on $1 million. I can't use it to do anything. I don't want to sell my house. I don't want to leave. What do I do? So there's two options, line of credit or reverse mortgage. The problem with a line of credit is when you're over, you know, 65, the income is very low. So the banks, based on, you know, the banks put you in a little box. And if you don't fit in that box, well, you're toast, right? The reverse mortgage thinks outside of the box and kind of look at you as an individual, you know. And so it's, so you really need to sit down with your advisor and maybe with your kids and see, is this something that I want to do? Because one of the myths is that, man, the bank's going to own my house and my kids will get nothing. And that is so much the opposite. The banks are not in the business of owning people's houses. They're not in the housing business. They're in the lending business. So they will lend you the money, and that's where they make their money. And one of the thing is, you know, people say, well, the bank's going to own my house. Well, if you have a house today, you know, $1 million house, and you have a $500,000 mortgage, well, who owns the house? You right. or the bank? The bank. So it's the same thinking, right? It's all in our head. It's all how we think. And we need to get away from the old fashioned way of thinking. We're in the year 2022. We're not in 1980 when all these things about misconceptions about reverse mortgages. So, you know, look at it, explore it. You know, and the money from a reverse mortgage, you know, could be used to do a lot of things. It could be used to supplement your lifestyle, increase cash flow. You can consolidate debt, maybe buying other property, right? And like you said, medical expenses. You know, when we hit that 70, 80 years old, man, who knows what medical expenses are going to be like? And many people never bought a critical illness insurance or stuff like that. You know, people that are in their 60s and 70s, because it never existed. So we're going to be tapped with a lot of bills. You might want to renovate your house, right? Or take a vacation when that happens again. And renovating your house, which brings me to one of my clients that I think about. And her and her brother wanted to mend the fence, fix the chimney and stuff like that. And she had no money because she was on a fixed income. So she kept on reading about these reverse mortgages. And actually, you know, from the commercial, you know, that chip reverse mortgage guy. Mm-hmm. So she came to see me. And oddly enough, we did a lot of research and so on. So every year from 2018, she put in 100. We did the reverse mortgage. I think she got like 500,000. And before I get to the 500,000, how they lend you the money, it's based on your age. So you have to be at least 55. And if you're 55, they lend you about 25%. Another misconception with the chip mortgage commercial is they say they'll give you 100% of your house when you're 55, right? But it's not really true. You get about 25% when you're 55. You get about 40% of the value of the house when you're 70, and 55% when you're 80. So it's really an age-related thing. The sweet spot, I think, for a reverse mortgage is about 62 to 65. That seems to be the sweet spot for people that want to do this. So get back to the client. So we put in 100,000 every year, 2018, 2019, 2020. And when I looked this morning, the 300,000 was about 360,000. So here she has 60 grand that she can do whatever she wish with, right? But she's been taking money out every quarter, like 10 grand or something, to supplement her lifestyle. So the bottom line is, if she sells the house today or she passes away, guess what happens? Nothing. The kids, she doesn't have any kids, but the beneficiary gets the house. So what did it matter? So I guess the idea is you have to use a reverse mortgage to help to assist your lifestyle. If you're going to take the reverse mortgage and go and buy a Ferrari, well, then, you know, yeah, you get over the money.
You know, there are good financial decisions and bad financial decisions, right? a Ferrari is a depreciating commodity in most situations. But also taking it to Rama to play on the slots, probably not a wise investment.
Not a wise idea.
But if you're, but if you're taking it to put it back into the house or putting it to supplement your lifestyle so you're not miserable in your retirement, then I think you've got, a valid thing to look into when you are considering your financial options. Now, Kelvin, I know you're talking about the kids, and that's always something that I would think about is, you know, what if, you know, mom or dad comes to their kids and to their adult kids and says, you know, I'm not able to make ends meet. I'm going to do this reverse mortgage thing. And the kids say, no, stop it. Because I'm sure that that's probably a reaction from a lot of them. They're not able to help out financially, but they don't want them to do this thing. You know, is there a concern that for the kids who are worried that, you know, maybe selfishly, hey, part of my retirement plan is being able to get mom's house and the finances that are left in it. Is there some concern for the next generation or the beneficiary when someone passes away and they've got a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, no, there isn't. And that's one of the myths, is that the lender takes title of the home. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you still retain ownership of the house. A reverse mortgage is really a lien or a line of credit on the house. So for that example, you only repay when you move or sell. So that example with my client is that, you know, the money is still there. So the kids will still get the house. And most of the stories that you read about reverse mortgages are related to the U.S., mm-hmm. where their rules are totally different of ours. So that applies, yes, in the U.S., you know, the banks or somebody else could own the house because they're not regulated like we are in Canada. And the reverse mortgage people, meaning Home Bank and Equilo Bank, can only lend you 55% of the value of the house. So you're never going to lose the house. So the kids don't have to worry. So they'll still go to them.
The system is set up in a way that they're not stealing from old people, which is probably what a lot of people think.
Exactly.
And maybe from a bad example from the U.S. You know, we can't always, you know, we can often look to the U.S. to find some bad examples, but doesn't necessarily apply once you cross the border.
So when it comes to reverse mortgages, RSPs, TF, any money thing, don't ask Google. Ask Calvin, because we research things, and whatever I don't know, I seek out professionals that have been doing this forever, right? And that's where we, you know, so remember, experts in whatever field you may be in, financial or whatever, so experts, you know, should be our coaches, not our commanders. They should coach us along. Don't command that we should do this and do that. They should really coach us along. And I see myself as a money coach to say, listen, you got these problems. I don't have any money, but I got a house that's $1 million. Well, I don't want to sell it. So what's my alternative? And what do I do? So we sit down and we figure it out. So like I say, you could only access 55% of the appraised value of the house. And like I said before, it all depends on your age. So the kids don't have to worry about, you know, getting the parents' house. And the parents don't have to worry about giving the kids the house because, well, you're always going to own it. And, you know, let's say I'm 7 years old and, you know, my kids are struggling or whatever, right? And they want to buy a house. Well, why don't I get a reverse mortgage, you know, for whatever they may give it, maybe it's my age, and give the kids the money so they can buy a house. There's no payments to be made on the line of credit or the reverse mortgage. It's only paid when you die or when you sell the house. So what do you have to lose? Zero.
Interesting. You know, and there you go. There's another valid investment in place where you can put it. You know, give it to your kids so that they can make an investment in their property and they can get started off with their family on the right foot. We'll continue here on Your Life, Your Money, discussing reverse mortgages, discussing the pros and cons. You can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And that's the website where you can book a live appointment with Kelvin. You select a time and date of your choosing, and you've got yourself Kelvin for free, locked in for half an hour. Book a time where you can chat with him about whatever problem you've got in your finances. You got to maybe you need a second set of eyes on something that you've been working on or thinking about. You want to ask him about a plan you have for your investments, for your retirement, for your kids, for your education, whatever it happens to be. Askkelvin.ca. You want to ask him more about reverse mortgages? Askkelvin.ca. Hit that schedule a call link and get started today. More of Your Life, Your Money continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And welcome back. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday. I am Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. Want to get a hold of Kelvin? You can go to his website, askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca. And you can schedule a call with him and pick a time and date of your choosing, and he will give you that ring, and you don't have to play telephone tag with him or anything like that. That's askkelvin.ca. We've been talking about reverse mortgages this hour and some of the misconceptions about it, and you know, trying to sort of wade through the, you know, all the confusion and, you know, some of the thoughts that people have based on American examples and things like that. And we've got some callers on the line who want to ask Kelvin a couple of questions here as well. So let's get to you and not make you wait on hold any longer. Let's go over to John in Innisfil. John, what's your question for Kelvin?
Talking about reverse mortgage on our home. But I'm wondering about the interest. Okay, let's say you take out a reverse mortgage today for X amount, and you live 10 years. Now, there's 10 years of interest has accumulated. Are there limits on the, let's say interest rates go up a few percent now in the next few years. Let's say they go up 3%, 4%, 5%, the bank interest rates. What happens to the interest rates of the reverse mortgage, what you're charged? Another separate thing, what about fraction appreciation? I've heard about that as another alternative to reverse mortgage. It's a similar thing, but apparently you can make payments early and not have to pay penalties, whereas with the reverse mortgage, when you make an early payment, you have to pay a lot of penalty.
Mm-hmm. So good, John, good questions. I mean, so if interest, to answer your first part of the question, if interest rates go up, what they do, they tack the interest onto the back end. So whenever the house is sold, you pay that. But if you use the reverse mortgage money properly.
What is that interest?
So the interest is, so there's two routes to go, line of credit, at they lend you the money at prime plus a half, or a reverse mortgage is usually about prime plus one and a half. Probably. So you're looking at whatever the prime rate and tack on 2% to it.
But how do you average that out over, say, 10 years? Let's say you live 20 years after you take it out. How do you define what that interest rate should be?
So many times you can
fluctuate up and down over that period, and that's a confusing thing to follow. How do you?
It gets
complicated. It sounds simple when the way you introduced it, but when you think about it over a long term, I'm healthy. I'm going to live a long time, I think, and I'm worried that that interest rates are so low now that they could be 10%. They could go up 1% a year in 10 years easily.
Right.
Or they might
go
for a few years and go down and go up again and go down. It could fluctuate. So what happens there? There's nothing stable about that end of it.
Yeah, John, so I guess the same thing would be true of a regular mortgage, too.
A mortgage, right? Yeah.
I know that.
I think, John, maybe give me a call off air and we'll have a chat, because it's a long question to answer on air.
What about a fraction appreciation mortgage?
That one I'm not 100% sure, so I don't want to give you an answer if I'm not 100% sure.
I was told by someone who handles it that it's less restrictions than there is with the reverse mortgage, because let's say you take $100,000 for simplicity, and you give it to your son to do an investment, and then that investment makes money. That seems like a good idea, but now that you have got the investment, the whatever it is, an addition to his property, or so that he could rent out, or she could rent out part of that property. Now, your son or daughter wants to take a mortgage, a regular mortgage, out on that property, and pay off I was told that the appreciation mortgage, the fraction appreciation mortgage, doesn't charge you the penalties, like 5 months worth of penalties.
Yes. So John, I don't know the answer to that. I would say give me a call off air, and I'll try and find that out for you and give you 100% answer. But that was a good question. That's why the reverse mortgage is something that you really need to sit down with your advisor or give me a call and figure out if it's right for you, because it might not, it's not right. Like everything else we talk about in the show, it might not be for you. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of moving parts in John's plan, so I think it's worth sitting down and having a call with Kelvin. Yeah. And the number to reach Kelvin off the air, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. John, thanks so much for calling. We do have to move on to Jim in Pickering, who has a question as well. Jim, how you doing?
Hi, good morning, Chris. Good morning, Kelvin. Kelvin, the money guy, and Chris, the baby guy.
I got a surplus of babies over here with my twins, so yeah.
So most of my question was sort of answered there in that first call. So I think, Kelvin, you said the sweet spot would be, I think you said 65, and I'm older than that, so, but I'm just wondering, I would have thought the older you are, the better it would be. Why? Because, you know, you would be, they would get their money back sooner, if, you know, if you pass away. So why would the sweet spot be whatever, if you said 65, why is that?
Well, it's funny, because the older you are, the better, it makes more sense the older you are. Like I said, if you're 55, they'll only lend you 25% of the house. Now you got till 55 till you're 90, so that's a long time. When you're 70 years old, they'll give you 40% of the house, and when you're 80, they'll give you 55%. So you are right, Jim, that the older you are, the better off you are for the reverse mortgage, because your time horizon is a little bit shorter.
And
you get more money out of it. But why I said the 62 is a sweet spot, because it seems like a lot of, from what I've seen in the last 6 or 7 months from people that call me, is they're about 62 to 65, and their house is completely paid out.
Yeah,
because they were very diligent over the last 30 years to, you know, pay down the mortgage, like we're all brought up to do.
Yes.
And now they want to travel, and now they want, well, when we can travel again, now they want to do things to the house, but they don't have the cash. And sometimes, you know, they don't want to get a line of credit because they don't have the money to pay back the monthly interest charges.
Yeah.
So that's why the reverse mortgage is an option for many people. But if you're in your 70s, 80s, I would say really explore the reverse mortgage, but like you say, the older you are, you go get it. You have nothing to lose.
Thank you. That answers that. Thanks, Kelvin.
All right. Have a nice day.
Hey, thanks for calling, Jim. Really appreciate it. And if you want to reach Kelvin off the air, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN.
And you know, Chris, to answer that question about the kids, you know, the myth is the loan can exceed the value of the property. Sticking, you know, your heirs or your kids with a large bill when you eventually leave the house, right? But the truth is, a reverse mortgage is a non-recourse loan, which means that your heirs, your kids, or your estate will never owe more than the appraised value of the house at maturity. So, you know, it's one of these topics that's very, you know, not controversial, but it's something that you really have to sit with your advisor and maybe with your kids and explore if it's something for you to do. The problem with the reverse mortgages in the past was interest rates were so high, and the lenders back then, because it wasn't regulated, can choose whatever they wish. You know, I'm going to lend you the money at 8%. Well, it's a bad idea, right? Because you'll never make 8% on your money every year. Unless you know, get an advisor and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. So it's something that I think that everyone listening should go, you know, depending on your age, like Jim said, the older you are, the better it is for you. So really sit down and explore if it's for you. So then after the break, you know, we'll dive into a little bit more about, you know, if it's right for you.
Yeah, and I think that that's the thing. No one's saying that it's right for everyone, but it's on the table, and you might as well look into it if you are, in your retirement and looking to find some way to get some extra money out of your home. 416-457-7526. That's the number to reach Kelvin. That's 416-457-PLAN. You can give him a ring and ask him, and you know, start working with Kelvin to figure out if this is something that is right for you, a reverse mortgage. And yeah, interest rates can be confusing, especially if they start jumping around. Same is true of a normal mortgage if you're getting into the housing market. So 416-457-7526 is the number to get a hold of him. AskKelvin.ca. That's AskKelvin.ca. Let's take a break and we'll come back on the other side and cover off some more thoughts on reverse mortgages here on 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And we are here on your Sunday morning. Thank you so much for making us part of it. Don't forget to reach out to Kelvin at askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a ring, 416-457-7526. Kelvin, we don't have a ton of time left. So in the time we have left, we've been talking about reverse mortgages here. And, you know, we have a lot of people trying to figure out, is that right for me? Is it right for my parents? Is it right for the future of my retirement as I'm looking to stay in the same home but get some equity out of it? Well, I think it's a good time to just roll through some of the myths and some of the truths about reverse mortgages, just to maybe if that sort of clears things up for people. And for some reason, I can't hear Kelvin. Not sure if he got disconnected there from the line. He's the money guy, so I'm going to need him to roll through the truths and myths about reverse mortgages. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, Kelvin is a experienced financial advisor, been doing this for decades, and he's someone who's been named one of the top financial advisors in the country. So I know when he is looking into something like this, it's because he's got clients who are asking him about it, and he's able to tap into his research and the people that he knows in order to try to explain these things for his clients and for us so that we can gain from his knowledge. If you need to reach out to Kelvin, visit his website. That's askkelvin.ca, or you can give him a ring at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Kelvin, do we have you?
Oh, what happened there? I guess I know
he's
about
back.
Money. Yeah.
He's not the phone guy. He's not the radio technical guy. He's the money guy. But yeah, I was just asking, in the time we have left, maybe we can roll through some truths and myths about reverse mortgages.
So the myth is the lender takes the title of the home. The truth is no. The other myth is the loan can exceed the value of the property, you know, sticking your kids with a large bill when you eventually leave the home. And the truth is no. The other myth is you can't get a reverse mortgage if you currently have a conventional mortgage. And the truth again is no. Another myth is the reverse mortgage can cause you to be evicted from your house. And again, the truth is no. So we need to explore the myth and further delve into the truth. And when you discover all those things, you will find that the reverse mortgage is probably something you might want to do. You know, in Canada recently, reverse mortgages are about $5 billion. There's $5 billion worth in reverse mortgages. It's the largest amount ever. So what it tells us is people are really taking it seriously and really doing these things because there's nothing really to lose. So explore it. Call your advisor. Give me a call and sit down and see if it's for you. Right?
Thanks so much, Kelvin, because I think it's something that a lot of people write off or they don't want to bring up with their advisor, and it's something that's on the table. So you might as well look into it. It's an opportunity that you have to stay in your home and get some of the equity out of it, and you're not going to lose the title or anything like that. So right. Is it for everyone? No, nothing's for everyone, but it might be for you. So it's worth reaching out to Kelvin or your advisor and figuring that out, finding out if that's right for you. We're all out of time, Kelvin. Thank you so much for filling us in on this topic today and so many other topics as you always do. AskKelvin.ca is the website. That's AskKelvin.ca. We're probably going to talk RSPs and TFSAs and all that fun stuff the next time that we chat, because it is the season for that. Kelvin, again, thank you so much for making this a great Sunday morning. AskKelvin.ca is the website, 416-457-PLAN, 416-457-7526. Stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.